Chapter 2. For this reason we should give heed more abundantly to the things we have heard, lest in any way we should slip away. For if the word which was spoken by angels was firm, and every transgression and disobedience received just retribution, how shall we escape if we have been negligent of so great salvation, which, having had its commencement in being spoken of by the Lord, has been confirmed to us by those who have heard, God bearing besides witness with them to it, both by signs and wonders, and various acts of power, and distributions of the Holy Spirit, according to his will. Verse 5. For he has not subjected to angels the habitable world, which is to come, of which we speak, but one has testified somewhere, saying, What is man that thou rememberest him, or son of man that thou visitest him? Thou hast made him some little inferior to the angels, thou hast crowned him with glory and honour, and hast set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast subjected all things under his feet. For in subjecting all things to him, he has left nothing unsubject to him. But now we see not yet all things subjected to him, but we see Jesus, who was made some little inferior to angels on account of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honour, so that by the grace of God he should taste death for everything. For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make perfect the leader of their salvation through sufferings. Verse 11. For both he that sanctifies and those sanctified are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly will I sing thy praises. And again, I will trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God has given me. Since therefore the children partake of blood and flesh, he also in like manner took part in the same, that through death he might annul him who has the might of death, that is the devil, and might set free all those who through fear of death, through the whole of their life, were subject to bondage. Verse 16. For he does not indeed take hold of angels by the hand, but he takes hold of the seed of Abraham. Wherefore it behoved him in all things to be made like to his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things relating to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to help those that are being tempted.